Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sean Harrison on Amp Live Talk Radio, a place for amputees and those dealing with limb loss. The views expressed on the show by the host, co-hosts, and guests are their own. Always seek medical advice from a licensed medical professional.
Well, hello, everyone. Well, it's me again. I'm back back on air. I had to push button there. Hopefully, all of you are getting me out there. Got a little late start. I got home late, running late, basically, and I'm trying to get everything queued up to be live with you. So I need to do some work. As you hear me talking to you, I'm going to be a little bit distracted as I'm talking, and I'm making sure all my buttons are playing out to you, but I think you are definitely hearing me out there in in radio land. So I know there's a lot of people that are over on Facebook probably wondering where I'm at. I have to do some work here because I am late, and I'm trying to get all my stuff for people to actually call in. And I got one guy that I'm trying to get situated here to call in, so bear with me as I do start the show. Of course, these are the different shows where I do the call-ins. So if you are out there and you hear me, I'm going to post on Facebook in a little bit so everybody knows where I'm at, because people are probably not aware that we are live over here. So, but I'm still going to do this show because we're trying to get this the third Wednesday of every month that we're going to be doing these shows. So bear with me as I kind of let everybody know where we're at, because like I said, I am running a little bit late, but I do have some topics I want to discuss with you, but I got to get some screens sorted in front of me as I'm looking around here, trying to get everything up in front of me. Let me let everybody know where we're exactly at on Facebook, and they can kind of tune in. But the thing about Facebook is I'm not going to go live over there because you can't really hear me. That is the one problem that we had with this setup over here on Blog Talk Radio, is that no one knew or could hear me over on the other on the other station, because basically I'm live over here on Blog Talk Radio and you really can't hear me unless I'm pushing buttons and switching things around. But I need it for all of them to know that I am over here and not over there. So I need to do some things to kind of get people situated and let them know where I'm at. If you are listening to the live show, which most of you probably are not, you're going to hear this much, much later. I do appreciate you listening. And like I said, we are going to get situated here and get somewhat logged in. I've created all my new stuff that I have to get sorted here and let everybody kind of know exactly where I'm at and what I'm doing, because a lot of people don't know about where I'm at just yet with the new talk show. So let me get some stuff done here, and hopefully some of these people will know where I'm exactly at over here. But I'm going to post and kind of let people know what's going on, where I'm at, and they can actually find me over here on Blog Talk Radio. But I have to do some of that stuff. Like I said, running in last minute, guys. I was at the hospital and I came running in the door at the last minute. Really hot here, so you may hear my AC and my fan running, because my little studio gets pretty hot because it was just basically sitting and smoldering all day. And I just got home and got everything turned on and cranked on and put to where I needed to be put for me to be in here. So if you hear a little buzzing, it's probably because I have my my fan running so I don't pass out on air. So please bear with that, and hopefully it's not too bad for you that are listening to the show. Now that I've posted over on Facebook and most people kind of know where I'm at, I'm going to also let them know, please tune in he's tuning in there. You'll hear all kinds of stuff here. Please tune in over here. Listen. So if you're out there checking out the show, yes, I multitask while I'm doing the show. So I'm posting this over here, and I kind of did a link where I am at. Hopefully you guys are getting that. I'm also going to post the call-in number so people know that they can call in. And I don't have, hopefully I don't have anybody trying to call in right now. No, I don't. So I'm going between these two screens and trying to get everybody sorted here, get you all in the same place. And it's going to take a while before some of you get the schedule, the new schedule down with me broadcasting live on this channel versus being on Facebook Live. Hopefully you will get it, and hopefully you will figure out the schedule. I have put some new stuff up so that you do know where it's at, but it may take a week. But I think after this week, most people will kind of know where we're at and when we're posting. I tried to make it really simple. Third Wednesday of every month, just tune in over here, and you'll be able to catch me on the show doing what I do. So hopefully all of you are hearing me out there. I see my meter working, so I'm pretty sure that I am broadcasting to you. Now, one of the things I wanted to do was talk about what I've been up to this week. So I've been out running around. Holy moly, man, have I been doing some stuff. So there are a few things I definitely wanted to talk to you about. One of the things, I'm actually going to try and pull it up over here on my screen, because for those of you that don't know, I was involved with some stuff that this past weekend or this past week. Actually, was it this week? Yeah, it was this week. I was invited up to the state capital of California, which is in Sacramento, for those of you that don't live here. I was able to go up to the state capital, and I was a special guest of one of our assemblymen up there who was putting forth a bill, and I'm going to try and I'm going to kind of go into detail for some of that for you and kind of let you know what was going on. So he basically put forth a bill, and it's called ACR 56, and it is a bill that Assemblyman Adam Gray put forward that is for the amputee community. Assemblyman Gray commemorates Limb Loss Awareness Month at the state capitol by introducing this bill to help us basically get better services and better care as amputees through product prosthetics. So that is something that I want to bring to your attention, and hopefully you guys will follow and check out more. But that is something that I was involved with, and I was lucky enough to be asked to be up there as a special guest. I'm going to post right now on my page, on the Amp Life page, I'm going to post some YouTube video from that that was from that. And I want you guys to check it out and feel free to share it. But I want to bring your awareness to this, because the most important thing is that what it is all about. And as this moves forward and it starts going through the process of becoming an actual, I guess it starts becoming a law, I think that's where it's going to become the most important for us to put our support behind it so that things like this can move forward to give us better care as amputees and people like this that are actually paying attention to some of the things that are important to the amputee community as they're trying to present things like this. I think it's really important that we get behind things like this and actually show that we do support them. Because I think that is so important that we do things like that. I'm probably posting this thing a million different times on all my different pages. So if you are on Facebook, you're probably going to see it come up quite a bit, because I am trying to make sure it gets proper attention. And I'm going to go into it and read just a little bit about what I know from it. But it seems like it's something that I think we all should be aware of, and we all should really put our support behind, because when we have people like this that are out there representing the amputee community, I think it's really important for us to all stand behind people like this. And I also want to thank Kristen, who she invited me up to be a part of this, and she works up there. in his office, and I met her at the Amputee Coalition of America event in Berkeley, and I was speaking there, and her and a friend had lunch with me, and we talked and got to know a little bit about her, and she got to know a little bit about me and what we do, and me being a patient advocate for amputees. It was really cool to be able to connect with them and to be invited to something like this. But he did put together a resolution which recognizes the more than 2 million amputee individuals in the United States who are dealing with limb loss and or limb difference. As we all know, diabetes and peripheral artery disease, vascular disease, traumas especially, are causing limb loss at a phenomenal rate throughout the United States, not to mention California. And it is a very prevalent issue in the amputee community, impacting people, their lives, their families. And I think he's trying to reach out to his district, which is the 21st district, I think, assembly district that he is over, that he is our assemblyman for and does stuff. So I think it's really important for us to try and support him and to be behind him. So if we can, I think that would be very awesome. If all you guys could click on the link, check it out, and see what's going on. I'm definitely trying to get behind this and put it out there on a big level. I'm going to actually type into this post. I am talking about this currently on the show. And I'm going to let people know that I'm actually putting this out there on my show. So they can all understand that we are out here and we are definitely behind this bill and trying to get people to support it. So that's one of the things that came up in my life, my world this week as I was out there doing things. And I think that's something that we all should really check out. Hopefully you guys will. I'm going to pull it up on my page. It starts playing, forgive me, because it's on YouTube. And I'm going to try and make sure people get that. But I want to post that as much as possible out there. So I'm doing some background work as I'm talking to you on the show, the live show. And that's one thing I want everybody to know and kind of understand with what I do is a lot of what I do is on the live shows. I'm just basically, I don't have a preset schedule on most of these. I'm just kind of coming on and talking about some of the things that are relevant to us as amputees and trying to put news and information out there in front of you so that we can all be better informed about some of the things that are going on. And as it is Limb Loss Awareness Month, I think it's really important for us to be out there and be aware, be alert, and know what's going on with amputees and things that are in our community so we can be a lot better in tune with things that we need to be behind and trying to give our support to. So let me reach out to a guy I'm trying to get on the show and see if he can call in. I know he was doing another interview, so let's see if he's available. And if not, I'm still going to keep just going on and talking about the stuff that I need to talk about. We got a couple minutes. I started late, so I tried to give us about 60 minutes to discuss some issues and really bring up some different topics that are going on in the news. One of the things that I found that I want to talk about, I get all these things on my Facebook page, man. I tell you, some of the things that I get, they're pretty funny. But here's one. Let's see if I can find this post. It was sent to me on my other page. It was from a guy who basically sent me. And I'm going to put this out there to you guys and see what you think, because it's interesting, the stuff that I get and some of the things that you see in the news as I tell you. So on my other page, Jamie, this guy, sent me a link right before I was getting home. I saw a message come through on my Facebook page, my personal page. Jamie knows me from, he does Spartans like I do. And he sent me this link, and it basically, as I was reading it, I was sitting there, I just caught the first few lines of it, and it said, "Educate me. How would this happen?" And I was like, "How would what happen?" And I was like, "What is he talking about? What am I going to educate him on?" Well, there was a story that he linked to me, and it was let's see when this story came out. It's actually the date of this the story that was on. It looks like it's one of our local news networks out here. One of their pages had the title of the story said, "Skydiver reunited with prosthetic leg he lost while 10,000 feet in the air." And Jamie's question to me was, how does this happen? Is this even true? Well, and this happened on, the story was written April 24th, 2019. I have to say, and by, of course, CNN news source, so I don't know, fake news or what, but I'm just going to kind of read you some of what the story talks about. It talks about a worker at a California lumber yard made an unusual discovery one day, and it was Monday. A prosthetic leg wearing a blue Nike shoe was found on the ground. And they show a picture of it, and it looks like, I'm going to try and see if I can, I can't see it any bigger, but it looks like it might be a suction system, like he's got an outside sleeve on it. So this guy in Sonoma County, Sonoma County Sheriff's Department came out, was investigating this. Calling folks nearby to see if anybody lost a prosthetic leg or how this mysterious leg turned up. And what they found out, it turns out the owner, who police identified only as Dion Sanders. No, his name was just Dion. Lost his leg as he was 10,000 feet in the air skydiving over the area on Sunday. That's what he told the police. Now, Jamie wants to know from me, is this true? Can this even possibly happen? So, from what I know about prosthetics, I mean, I'm not a skydiver, so I don't know what type of forces that your body goes through while skydiving. I really can't speak on that, Jamie, but if it was a suction system, I would assume if enough air got inside that sleeve and caused it to, you know, lose suction, I guess it could come off. But is that something that we deal with on a common daily basis? No, we don't. So, Jamie, I don't know what to tell you as far as the leg coming off, and is that something that can truly happen or if it's something that can't truly happen. But I guess anything can happen as far as prosthetics go. I think anything can truly become an issue if you are a skydiver and you're up there in the air traveling down. I guess I don't know how fast are you traveling back towards Earth when you are skydiving. I guess that's the number one question we'd probably have to think about. Is what type of velocity are you traveling at that would make you rocket back down to Earth? And can that create something to where your leg could come dislodged from your body and go parachuting itself? I'm more amazed that the thing survived the fall from 10,000 feet in the air. I guess that's what I'm more shocked by, is that this thing was able to withstand a drop from 10,000 feet in the air back down to Earth. That's probably my question to Jamie, is losing a prosthetic leg that high in the air, how would it make it back down to Earth and not be shattered? I think that's a better question, because if that thing can withstand that type of fall, holy moly, man. The prosthetics, man. That is some good prosthetics and a tough leg, but the guy apparently reclaimed his leg and you know, just was thankful that no one got hurt, but it did not deter him from going back up in the friendly skies and jumping out of planes. He said he's going to go back to it. In fact, this is not the first time apparently this has happened to the young man. This is, I think, his second time that his leg has actually came off in midair while he was skydiving, I would say to this young guy, you might want to rethink some of that stuff, man, because if you're losing legs and they're falling back to the earth, you might want to rethink skydiving. I guess another question would be is, how did he land with one leg? That would have been a tough landing because, you know, you see skydivers come back down to earth. They look like they have a tough time, you know, planting that landing sometimes. It looks like they come down pretty hard when they come back down to earth. So I guess that would be my question is, one, how did the leg not shatter? Two, how did he land without ripping his other leg off? A lot of questions in that story. Well, Jamie, I don't think I have the appropriate answer for you, but hopefully that kind of answered your question a little bit. But I got to say, man, I really don't know how you would lose your leg or how it would come dislodged from you while skydiving. I guess you have to be there to know the answer to that question. So other things I want to kind of cover with you as I'm sitting here and we're doing this live show, I wanted to make sure I retouched on that. And what that is this. Doing this live show on Blog Talk Radio, it's probably going to take a while before some of you really clue in or catch that this is what's happening, because you're probably looking over on the other page for me and figuring out, where is he, man? How is Sean? What's Sean doing? Why is he not on Facebook? Well, I'm not on Facebook because I'm over here. So I'm hoping everyone will understand that I have the regular shows that I do, which I will do a live broadcast typically on Facebook. In fact, what I should do, I should go over, but then what you're going to do is you're going to see me over there and you're not going to be able to hear me. So I will tune in real quick just to let people know where I'm at and just kind of tell them I'm over here and I'm pretty much just kind of just carrying this thing on, getting down on the get down by myself. But until people really kind of figure out, hey, this is where he's at and this is what he's doing, it's going to take a minute. But every third Wednesday, so we typically will do a show every Wednesday in a month. I do one show every Wednesday. That's what I typically try to do is I do that one show every Wednesday. And when I'm doing that show, of course, you guys know I'm over there on Facebook and I'm live and I'm doing my show. When I'm not over there, 9 times out of 10, if it's the third Wednesday out of the month, I'm going to be over here on Blog Talk Radio, actually doing the show over here. So I want people to try and get that figured out so that they know that this is where I'm at and this is what's going on, because it's really important. In fact, I'm going to do just a post real quick on my personal profile, because I think a lot of people sit and watch that too. And I want to try and make sure people know we're here, because we got a little bit of time left in the show. And I'm just going to be talking about just some of the things I need to talk about. And if somebody wants to try and come in and talk on the show, I want to give them their opportunities. So let me do some of that as I get people over here. Kind of let them know where I'm at, because there are a lot of changes happening with the show as the show progresses. And I try to bring it to you on some different platforms. That includes you and gives you an opportunity to interact with me. I want to make sure people have all the right buttons and spots to find me at. And I'm letting people know I'm over here, right, doing a live show. So I'm just going to let them know, join me and call in. So bear with me as I type. I know you can hear my fan in the back and you can hear me hitting my keys. But I kind of want to let everybody know where we're at and what's going on. Really important that they're able to connect with me over here. So what I'm going to try and do, if I can get this done, so bear with me, going to try and just go live on my Facebook page real quick. it's going to be a nightmare, because you're not going to hear me and you're not really going to be able to hear what I'm saying. But at least I can go live and get in the chat room and kind of let everybody know where to tune in, where to look for me, and what's going on. So I have to keep checking to make sure nobody's calling in and trying to come over here to connect with me over on the the live show. While I go back to the normal show, good thing about this is it's not on my normal channel, so it's not gonna stink up the room too bad, because these shows aren't my typical shows. Like I said, that where I'm doing my normal show, normal topics, and I have everything pre-scripted and we're talking. this is kind of me talking. Forgive me for coughing on air, but sometimes, you know, I'm not quick on my mute button, so I will get better with that as time goes on. But it's real deal, real life. This is not a pre-edited type of show, guys. This is a real show that basically you get what you see, man. This is kind of how I do everything. And I'm looking at all my stuff so that I can actually get everybody situated over here on Blog Talk Radio, because I want all you guys to join me over here and find this show. So, and I think it's important because I don't want people thinking I didn't do a show tonight, and they're going to be like, man, Sean didn't do a show. But, and actually, I did do a show. You just didn't know where I was at. So, the more you know how to find me, the better, boys and girls, the better. And I'm posting actually from the show over on the page, so most of you will be able to see this and know where I'm at. So hopefully if you see this, hopefully it's in here. Let me go. Join me live now on the show, man. So now let's try and do a try and get a little video in here so you guys can kind of know where I'm at also. so bear with me as I'm going to pop in here and I'm going to try and set up a quick video. Also, guys, I quenched my thirst on air, so try not to slurp on air. Now, as we do the talk show and the live show, I want you guys to know and be in the know as I'm doing these things. I really want all my people to know and all the people that listen to the show. All the cool things that I'm trying to do, I'm trying to set up a lot of cool things with the show. Eventually, what's going to happen is I have some changes. You probably see some real subtle changes happening to the show. If you look on the Facebook page, oh, wow, there I am. You're going to see that on the show, I'm doing some real subtle things to the Facebook page. You're going to see some new additions. There's a thing called notes. Notes are going to be basically my show notes that I put up on the show. So you can actually read some of the information that I research for shows to put together the show. So I'm going to try and put together a little segment or a segment or section on my Facebook page that deals with some of the show notes that I have for the show. And I want you to be able to have that at your disposal. I was contemplating doing a newsletter that will have some of that information in there. But once I found out that I could do something like that on the Facebook page itself, I thought that was a little bit better approach to do something like that and to make it a little bit more user-friendly for you, because I think that really helps you out. So let me let everybody know, because I'm gonna go live real quick over here, but I'm trying to let everybody know that they won't hear me. They may hear me because, well, I guess if I do this, if I put everything through my microphone, which, why don't we do that? And I think you'll be able to hear me and you'll be able to know what's going on. So let's give that a shot. And I'm going to check it out and see if you guys can actually hear me over here. Bear with me as I type some stuff up here, as I'm trying to get some of these people over here. To know where we're at. And hey, I may have just figured it out how to get this show over on the next page where you guys are at. As I'm doing my stuff over here, basically, if I put it through my camera mic, you might be able to hear me. So we're going to give this a test tonight. And if it works, then guess what? You can have me on Facebook Live and you can have me on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to give this a hoot, and we're going to see what happens. So, live call-in show. Let me get that last little part up there. And we'll see if you guys can actually get me over here. So we're going to just get this going. So guys, bear with me. I'm going to click live and we're going to see what happens with everybody looking at me live. And 3, 2, 1, and here we go. So hello out there in Facebook land. So I was over on the other network doing basically, I was doing the show. I popped back over here real quick because as I was doing that show and I'm talking over there, keep in mind I have a couple screens up in front of me. So let me make some adjustments to what I need to make adjustments to so I can see both screens. And if that works out, then I'll have both screens up in front of me and then I can do this a little bit better. But I had both screens up and I started to think about that. And I was like, you know what, let me see if I can actually get you over here on Facebook Live with me while I do the Blog Talk Radio. Because one of the things that we found, I'm broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, but over here on Facebook, I was unable to let you hear me talk to you. And if somebody does call, just be aware, you will not hear the caller because you're actually hearing me through the camera. So that's one way that I can do this. And those of you on Facebook can still see this ugly grill as I do a show, but you won't be able to hear the calls coming through on Blog Talk Radio. Unfortunately, that's the downside of that. Until I get a workaround for that, that's kind of where we're at. So what I was talking about tonight, and I'm going to kind of re-go over this, I'm going to post a link in here. Some of you have probably seen it on Facebook, what I was doing and what I was involved with this week up at the state capitol. Very fortunate and very lucky to be invited up there to be a part of some legislation that is going to be going through that's going to help out amputees. So I just posted a link. It's over to Facebook, Assemblyman Gray putting through some legislation that's going to benefit amputees. And I wanted to make sure you're aware of that because as this starts to move through the House or how it goes through that system, as it starts to go through there, I want to bring awareness to it. And I think the people that really want to know about this bill, this new piece of legislation that he's going to be putting through are amputees because it benefits people with limb loss and limb difference. So there's kind of like there's kind of like the link. Hopefully, if you guys aren't hearing me, it's okay because, like I said, we are still in that process of trying to get all this figured out. But I am a little bit late, especially over on Facebook, and I have been doing stuff over here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to hear me over here on Blog Talk Radio, you're going to have to follow the link that I'm going to post over there. In fact, I've done it on the site a couple of times. I've put up the link to where I'm at. I'm going to see if I still have that up. No, I don't. But I had up a link over on the page to Blog Talk Radio with the actual phone number of where we're at and what we're kind of doing over here. So if you really wanted to be a part of this show and tune in tonight, you can. But like I said, it is a call-in show. So you're not going to hear the callers over here on Facebook like you would if you were over here on Blog Talk Radio, which is a new platform. I'm posting that number over there just in case you want to call me over here. So unfortunately, we don't have the best of both worlds, but I got both screens up. I have Blog Talk Radio on one side, and I have you on Amp Life Radio, the video. You can see me over here. And I hope you can hear me through my camera because I turned that on as my microphone for Facebook. So as we try to fine-tune this process, just bear with me. One of the things I was letting you know earlier in the show as I was over on the other platform, I was not here. I got home rather late today, so this is not my typical show. I was doing a peer visit at a hospital with a patient, and I got home, I kid you not, I got home 5 minutes before I was supposed to go live. So it's not my typical show. I was out taking care of my patients, man. So I came in a little bit late, and this is a call-in show, which is not my typical show. It's kind of just me just talking to you. We covered some topics. I covered one topic, which is talking about a skydiver who lost his leg while he was skydiving. And then we talked about Assemblyman's Gray, the episode there. Hey, Richard, what's going on? Thanks, man. Hopefully you can hear me. I appreciate all the shout outs, but we were talking about that kind of stuff, and hopefully you guys, not sure it's me, but I can't hear you. Yeah, Michael, it's not you. Let me go ahead and say something to Mike. Shoot message to Mike. Let's see if I have that link for Mike. I got to get that link again for Mike, so bear with me while I do a link for Mike, who is trying to hear me, and I want to try and make sure he knows what's going on. So I want to make sure he gets that. So let me do that real quick. There we go. All right, there we go. All right, so so for those of you that don't hear me, I'm on one platform. I am broadcasting. You're not. You can see me on Facebook, but you can't hear me. I'll put that in there. You can see me. No, this is not my normal stuff. And you guys are like, man, what is Sean doing? Why is he doing this? Because we're doing the call-in show. So the call-in show is over there, and that's where you have to go to actually hear me. Unfortunately, you won't hear too much of me over here on Facebook. I'm just doing this so you can see the mug. But over on the other deal, that's where you kind of got to go. You got to kind of go over to Blog Talk Radio to hear the show. So hopefully everyone is hearing that and everyone's tuning in to that with me being over there. I apologize if you're not hearing me. So hopefully you guys can hear me. So I know I can see my numbers going up and down because people can't hear me. I apologize, guys. But we are over here on the live show, and that's what I'm trying to get across to everybody. Every third Wednesday is over here. So I'm going to type that every third Wednesday show is on Blog Talk. Let's help people out with that Blog Talk Radio. So hopefully that helps people. And let's see, did I get a call in? No, I didn't. I saw my screen jumping around and I thought people were jumping over there. But that is the situation. That's why you really can't hear me over here on Facebook. I know people are just staring at my face going, what's going on? But look up top and you'll see I'll put that up there. Up top. So hopefully you guys are getting that. I know this is not my normal show. And like I said before, I got home 5 minutes before the show was supposed to be live. Some of the other things I want to get back to covering, I kind of got distracted a little bit with the Facebook thing. But back over here on Blog Talk Radio, guys, I want everybody to try and register over here because it does have everything that I have on Facebook over here on Blog Talk Radio. There is a chat room where you can actually go in. If I click on that button, I can show you. I basically have a live chat room over here that allows me to interact with you and chat with you over in my my studio on Blog Talk Radio. So I would really like everybody to kind of get over here, get registered on that, because for that one show a month that we're going to be on the live talk, just so you guys know, a lot of the interviews are going to take place over on Blog Talk Radio. So I've got some really cool stuff lined up, some really cool interviews. We're going to be doing that over there because it's suited better for the live call-in stuff. And when I do have a caller call in and they come into the show, the thing that's going to be really cool about that is that we don't have the messed up connections and all the different things going on, but you will have to be on Blog Talk Radio to hear the interviews. So I'm doing this show tonight to kind of reiterate that we are going to be over on Blog Talk Radio doing a lot of our interviews. As I line those up, you're going to see, like I said, you're going to see the Facebook page change. People can now contact me and book their appointments to be on the show. I'm going to be putting in an application for that. So we're going to start. And what will be cool about that is that you can see who's booked up and lined up for the show. So you can see who I've got lined up at their time slots and who's going to be on the show. I think that's a really cool feature. So when you want to know, hey, who's going to be on the show tonight, you can go in and look over there and you can kind of see who's going to be on the show. So I'm trying to do some really cool things on the platform itself to try and help you have a better experience with the show. But like I said, it's all working these kinks out and getting things done. So for over here on Facebook, where everybody's kind of just looking at me and probably trying to figure out, I can't hear Sean, I can't hear him. That's kind of what's going on with that. And hopefully a lot of you are hearing me. Heck, even on Blog Talk Radio, because I'm not getting any feedback from anybody, I don't even know if you hear me over there, because every time we do something with this, we have to set up our mixer a little bit different. So I have to push a few buttons to make things a little bit different over on Blog Talk Radio versus being on Facebook. Any other time I broadcast through Spreaker, and Spreaker allows me to have a little bit more control, but the painful part about Spreaker is getting people to call in. I have to use Skype, and Skype is not dependable. Skype has its own issues when you're trying to get people on air and have real-time interviews. I found that this platform works a lot better for me, holding those live interviews and having people on the show. So hopefully, when I'm done with the show over here on Blog Talk Radio, I'll post it into this. That way you can kind of hear what you were missing and what I was talking about over here that you couldn't hear. And hopefully it will explain it. So I'm going to explain it one more time. Sorry that everybody has to hear me say this, but I want to make sure people get it. I'm on Blog Talk Radio the third Wednesday of every month. All the other shows that are on Amp Life Talk Radio, they will be done on my normal show through Facebook, through Spreaker, and you'll be able to hear me talk with you. The reason we're moving over to the Blog Talk Radio format is because I'm going to be doing more interviews with people. I'm using this platform to launch that segment of the show so that we can get better interviews from people, communicating with them, and you can hear that experience live and interact by calling in and asking questions with the people that we have on the line doing the interviews with. That's why we're doing all this crazy shuffling, is because we have different platforms that we use. Some are good for one thing, some are better for others. But I found that these two platforms, these two mediums, work best for when I do a show where it's just me interacting with you on Facebook versus me doing a show where I have a caller calling in and I want you to be able to hear that interview with that caller. So just bear with me. And if you're listening to this, you're going to figure it out, because you're going to start to see that, okay, that's why I was looking at him. I could see his lips moving, but I didn't hear anything coming out of his mouth. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm on Facebook doing stuff. I'm going to type you a message letting you know kind of what's going on. So you know that. And for those of you that are listening or sitting over there looking at me, you'll know what this is all about. Okay, tried to get that in there. I know it's painful for some of you. I do want to talk about, I did a couple peer visits today, and they were pretty cool. Two different gentlemen was doing some peer visits with. It's always interesting when you go in and you do a peer visit, and both of these peer visits were before they were going to be amputees, and it's always interesting hearing the perspectives of people before an amputation, especially when I describe the mourning phase that they're going to go through when losing a limb, describing that to them as the loss of a loved one. And you can see it register in their face from their body language and their expressions when I'm telling them how that's going to feel. And what really drives that home is when I tell a patient, when you come out of surgery and you look down and you don't see your limb, that's when it's going to hit you the hardest. And that's when you're going to feel like, what have I done? Or where's my life going from here? And trying to connect with people at that point to help them pull it together, to pull through, to make it to the other side. Because every amputee, when they go through a procedure losing a limb, that's probably one of the toughest moments that we all face, is when we come out of our procedure and we look down and we don't see a limb that was there once before, that's no longer there. That experience is different for everyone. It is completely different for everyone. So one of the things that I am going to do, I think the next time that we do a live show over here on Blog Talk Radio, I'll type this up and I'll prep it and I'll promote it beforehand. But one of the things that I'm going to be talking about, and I'll put this in here in the comments over on Facebook because you guys can't hear me. I want to know what it was like for you when you first came out of surgery and saw your amputated limb. That is the question, and that's going to be the topic for the next time we meet each other over here on Blog Talk Radio, the live show. I want to prep this up for you guys. This be you're looking at my forehead as I'm typing. But that's what I want to know, is what that is like. Okay, I'm making some corrections here. No, I can't type. I can't type to save my life. I have to look at what I'm typing, guys. But that's going to be the next topic. So so I posted that on Facebook. So hi, David. So, hey, if you can't hear me, let me hit David up. Can you hear me, David? If not, let me get that for David. I'll let him know where I'm at. It's because I'm over here, brother. So I'm going to try and post that for David. It's because I am. So I'm kind of letting David know. David's a good guy, and I want to make sure if he's got questions or if he wants to chat, we're over here. So if you're looking at me on Facebook, all I'm doing on Facebook is just trying to let you guys know that I am doing a show, but it's over. It's over at the next deal. So pardon me, got to wet the whistle. But that is that's going to be the topic, because I find that topic to be very interesting, and I think that's a very good topic to put out there for the call-in show. Because I think that topic itself will definitely drive some good conversation between us and with you guys, that I think every amputee out there probably wants to know about that. So the topic is going to be, I want to know what it was like for you when you first came out of surgery, saw your amputated limb. So I'm gonna correct that because I see a typo. Saw your amputated limb. What was that experience like when you came out of surgery and the first time you saw your amputated limb? This will be the topic of the next live call-in show over here at Blog Talk Radio. So I want you guys to keep that in mind, save the date, be ready to actually call in and talk about that, because I think that's a good topic for us to discuss and talk about, because I think it will help a lot of amputees out there with some of the questions that they typically have and some of the concerns that they have, especially when they call in or talk with me. But I came up with that because, like I said, today I did two peer visits with two gentlemen, and it seemed like that when I got to that part of the peer visit, it seemed to stir up the most emotion. You could see things welling up inside of both of them when I got to that part of the conversation. When I said to them, the toughest part of your amputation is going to be when you wake up, you look down, and you don't see your limb that you had. It's gone. It's no longer there. That's going to be one of the defining moments for you as an amputee in this process. Talking to both of them about that and explaining to them what that's going to feel like. It's going to feel like you're mourning the death of someone. You're mourning the loss of a close loved one. When I got to that point and hit them with that, you could see everything changed at that moment. Boom. It really came over them. And I know for me, that was a really defining moment for me when I woke up and looked down and I didn't see my limb. So when I come back on this live talk show, the third Wednesday of the month, I want to keep saying that, the third Wednesday of the month, and I'm going to be putting up some stuff on the Facebook page that will let you know, the third Wednesday of every month, we're on Blog Talk Radio doing the live show. So I'm going to actually type that in there and let you guys know. The third Wednesday is so important. The third Wednesday of every month, where to find us. I am live on Blog Talk Radio doing the call-in show. So I want you guys to remember that. So remember, and I put some typos in here. So I want you to mark that down and remember that, because, and I'll do what I can to post that and let you know that that's what I'm going to be doing over there. So please, please, please mark your calendars with that. Try and remember that. If you can, that'll help me out. But I want you all to know that so that you can catch the show, because we're going to have some really cool stuff going on over there. And unlike Facebook, you're not going to be typing me messages. It's not going to be this, because I can't type for the life of me. So some of you can see that from what I'm doing right now. I'm not a good typer. I can't type, read, do all this stuff. It's easier for me to just have you call in. I click on the mic, boom, you come on, and we handle the business. So it's a much easier situation for me there to have you do that than to try and do it the other way. So when I typically do a Facebook show, it's just going to be me just talking to you. I'll respond to Facebook a little bit, but I'm really trying to get everybody tuned in to, we're going to do all this business over on the air on Blog Talk Radio. You can actually, instead of typing it in, you can actually call in and you can say where you're from and how you found the show and what the show means to you. So I really want to have that type of interaction with you. One of the reasons I really want to have that type of interaction is because the show is all about you and the show is for you. So the more I can get you involved in the show, I think that actually makes the show better. So having you involved with the show actually makes the show a lot better than just having me ramble on and talk to you about all the topics that I talk about. I am very thankful that everyone tunes in and listens to the show. I am so grateful for that. I can't even, tell you how grateful I am for that. But I do want to build a show and I want to make it better. And I want it to be something that you want to share with your friends. And like I said, I want to make it that positive interaction to where we can actually talk to each other and not just be on the social media typing thing. I want it to where you can talk to me and I can talk to you, and we can actually get some things done. But the biggest part of that is we're going to have some pretty cool people calling in on the show, and I want you to be able to experience that and be able to put your questions to them and get that information in real time back from the professionals that we're going to have on the show. So I have to really promote this and build it up so that everyone knows the schedule. So remember, all of our normal shows, the first show of the month, second show of the month, we hit the third show of the month, we're over on Blog Talk Radio. So you'll get two shows on Facebook. The third show of the month is going to be over on Blog Talk Radio, which is our platform for, one, having better interaction, two, having all the call-ins that we're going to have. As I get the Facebook page more dialed in and tuned in, you'll actually be able to see some of the people that we're booking for the show and people that are going to be calling in and the days that they're going to be on the show. I'm going to try and have that up for you, and I'll try and have that information so you can really plan and coordinate your schedule, your life, to be able to check out Amp Life Talk Radio. And you know what? The great thing about that is this. Being a podcast and doing the things that I do, I know I'm two shows behind from posting them up on amplifetalkradio.com. I edited those this morning, and then work kind of took over, and I was out the door. I will post those shows up shortly, probably in the morning, and you'll be able to enjoy those shows and listen to them. But bear with me as we go through some of these growing pains to make the show better. But it will get better, and it is going to be something that I think all of you can enjoy and you will enjoy, and it's going to be something very tangible that you can use. So I ask for your patience. I ask for your understanding, and I hope that you will definitely be patient with me as I try to make this show a much better listening experience for all of you that listen. We're winding down the show over here on Blog Talk Radio. We've got 2 minutes and 37 seconds left, so I'm just trying to think if there's anything I need to remember to say to you, but remember the most important thing, third Wednesday of every month. The third Wednesday of every month, we're on Blog Talk Radio, and I will post it, I will promote it, I will put it out there as much as I can. The third Wednesday of every month, you'll know where to find the show at, and you can call in and be a part of the show. Typical shows are going to be about 60 minutes over there, unless I know that I'm going to need a lot more time. Same start time, 6 p.m., but the third Wednesday of every month, we're over on Blog Talk Radio. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign out. Well, I'll hang in for the last minute, 47 seconds, because what I plan on doing is posting a link from this show right over in here to the Facebook show so that you guys can actually tune into that and have that show for the information that you couldn't hear over here. I want you to be able to listen to the show and be able to go in and check out all the things that are important that we need to remember. So I just posted that show over on Facebook, and you should be able to click on that and hear all the things that I just talked about over here on the show. So I want you guys to be able to know that, and I want you to be able to experience the show and listen to it and have fun with it, and be able to do all the things that we're trying to do at this show, which should be some pretty fun stuff. I think once we get everything dialed in, you're going to pretty much like the way the show flows and what you're able to do with it. As we're closing out the last 40-some-odd seconds of the show, I would appreciate if everyone goes over to Facebook, gives us a comment, a like. But more than anything, what I want you to do is I want you to add us on Blog Talk Radio, because that's where the magic is going to happen. And we have these two amazing platforms to be able to bring you the show, especially all of our live callers. So don't forget, please tune in over there. Please, please, please plug that in. Remember, the third Wednesday of every month. Guys, I can't thank you enough for listening to Amp Life Talk Radio. I appreciate you, and I'm so thankful that all of you listen to the show. Thank you again.